Morning, when I discussed convictions about the church, was the sense of awe or godly fear that Luke said came upon every soul as members kept learning, loving, worshiping, and witnessing. I don't think that it was only because God was performing many wonders and signs through the apostles. Now, that was no doubt part of it. But it seems that the amazed reverence was also due to the less spectacular things that God was working among his people. Deep devotion to the word, for example. Glad-hearted Christian fellowship. Generous selflessness and sharing. Church growth, both in numbers, but more importantly, in holiness. Even respectable involvement in the community. There was this ongoing and growing perception that what was happening could only be described as the work of God. Jesus, by his Spirit, was continuing to do and to teach from the Father's right hand what he'd earlier done and taught while he was on earth. This morning, we summarize some of the Acts Church's core convictions that help drive her sense of purpose and calling. I'd like to use that same 7-point outline tonight as a kind of template to aid us in praying for what's ahead in our church's future. That is, for the rest of this year, into next year, and even beyond that, into the coming years. I mean, as far as we can discern such things, and as long as the Lord tarries. We're not necessarily going to move point by point this evening, and to be quite honest with you, I really don't know how all this is even going to go tonight. We're just going to let the Lord have the agenda in that sense. I'm sure you'll be able to think of events and needs and ministries that I might overlook or that I might undersell, if that's the right word to use. You may even have some godly desires or dreams that haven't fully taken shape yet, maybe haven't been discussed or even put on the calendar. All these things may or may not get mentioned out loud tonight, but I want you to know that that's okay, because we're going to be praying for these things together, and our purpose is simply to bathe our church in each other and, of course, the lost and those to whom we minister in prayer, based on these convictions that we'd like to see maintained and deepened in the days ahead. So as the old saying goes, we don't know what the future holds exactly, but we do know who holds the future, right? So our main goal tonight is to seek and submit to him. Let me give you anyway, by way of review, the Acts of the early church, and looking towards the Acts of FBC as we're praying, we noted the following 7 areas of conviction: the kingdom of God, the Lord, the Word, the Spirit, the church, the nations, and the mission that we have. Just running down through that list, you can probably think of a lot of biblical ways to connect each of those items with prayer. For instance, the kingdom is relatively easy because Jesus told us, as I mentioned this morning, we are to seek first the kingdom of God, right? It's to be first on our priority list. We're to pray according to Jesus' model prayer, "Your kingdom come." And we're to follow the example of the apostles and early church in proclaiming the kingdom. So we can pray for all of those things. The word isn't too difficult either. We want it to increase in terms of the scope of its teaching and preaching, but also to prevail in terms of people hearing it and obeying it, right? We don't just want to heap more word-centered ministries out there. We want people to actually be enlivened by the Spirit to hear it and to obey what it says. The church itself, obviously, which Jesus promised to build, is the target of all of our praying tonight, as, in some sense, are the nations and our gospel mission, ultimately. All of those things inform what we think about and plan for and pray for. And of course, we want to honor the Lord of the church and of the nations and yield ourselves increasingly to his Spirit so we can even be more fruitful and better equipped to do his will. Jesus and the Holy Spirit, I want you to remember, both are said in Scripture to actually be our partners and our intercessors as we pray tonight. So when we don't know exactly how to pray or what to pray, they help us, and we can be grateful for that. Beyond these general applications, though, I hope we can also pray very specifically in some areas. Now, I'm going to mention several of these as we go, but I will count on you to bring up some others. So if you haven't figured out yet, by the way, that I'm talking about all these things, my preaching time tonight is going to be open to congregational participation. Now, I have to say, only this service, okay? Because I know you people well, and when you feel like I need some help, you're just pretty quick to speak up, some of you. So just for tonight, all right, this is going to be a little bit of congregational participation. We don't need to go in the same order that I listed the convictions this morning. You'll notice that there's going to be some significant overlap in these areas. But maybe the best place for us to start is where so much of our church work is regularly focused anyway, all right? And that is the ministry of the Word. Now, I won't hesitate at all, because the Apostle Paul never did, to plead with you right up front, pray for the preacher. I covet your prayers concerning what I preach and teach, how I preach and teach it, how I prepare and deliver sermons and Bible studies, and how people hear and respond to what is preached. But I'm not the only preacher or teacher in this place, am I? In Sunday school of all ages, on Wednesday nights with all ages, many other activities that we have throughout the week and on special occasions deal with the proclamation of God's Word in some way, the teaching and the sharing of it. And there's many different leaders and there's many different church members who give themselves to help share the Word of God. You may wish to pray tonight by name for your teachers and leaders, and I hope that you don't just do that tonight, by the way. And I know that many of you tell me every week, I pray for you, and I pray for my Sunday school teacher, and I pray for others that are teaching our children and youth and so forth. I hope you also have noticed, and this is really important, don't ever overlook this, I hope that you've noticed how Bible-saturated our worship services are. Have you noticed that? And I'm really appreciative to Aaron for doing that, for keeping that. And don't ever hear those things as just, well, this is just kind of a filler until we get to the next song. Oh, no. Have you noticed? I just had to laugh this morning that I should probably give her all the scriptures I plan to preach, because she quotes them anyway. And that's just the way the Lord works things out. When we're singing or looking towards a certain theme, the same scriptures come to our hearts. And so we need to hear these things as God speaking to us. So whether you're reading along with the scripture or whether you're just listening to it being shared, it doesn't have to be during just the preaching time. You listen for the voice of God as you hear the word. We need to pray for that to happen. I've known people that have been saved as a result of hearing a scripture read in a worship service that had nothing to do with the sermon. So it's important that we understand that. The Word of God is also identified in Acts with the gospel, of course, as we saw this morning, which opens up a whole new area of intercession. Now, what are the specifics? What is ahead that we need to pray for? Well, I'm going to mention a couple of things, but you be ready to share some other things, okay? And I'll give you an opportunity to do that in just a moment. For instance, as you know, we have our Awana kickoff starts in September. September 3rd, I believe, is when that is. But this is our midweek activity for children in which we attempt to teach them the gospel message and teach them the Word of God that they learn and memorize and share. And you've always been quick to help support that. Some of you may want to sign up as listeners if you haven't already done that. But we're going to have a new commander this year, and so we want to pray for her and just pray for all those kids that the Lord will send to us. You may not know about this, but our missions committee has planned an evangelism training for us. At least I'm calling it that. I think it's going to be called the Equipped Christian, but that will be a little bit later on. And you'll get more information about that near the end of September. And this will be just for anyone, kind of a crash course on how to use your gifts and be ready to share your faith. We'll talk about the gospel and how to present that. So it'll just be kind of a ground level entry into how to do that, because we've had several that have asked about that. Sun Ministries continues to present the gospel and to share the word of God many times during the week with those that come for food. We have other special events, obviously, so I want you to maybe bring up some things that have to do specifically with the ministry of the word. If you think of other things that are coming up, or if you think of some things that you would like us to pray for tonight, then we're going to have a time of praying for these. But what else would you like to highlight tonight or remind us about? Is there anything that you would share? Okay. Well, let's bow together for a word of prayer. And I'm mostly going to ask you just to volunteer to do this, but I'm going to volunteer Mark Patterson to begin us tonight. He's a man of the word and often preaches for us, so I'm going to ask him to lift up some of these things. Would you do that, Brother Mark? And we join him as we pray. Amen. Well, if we are a word-centered church, and if we emphasize the study of it and the doing of it and the teaching of it, then we're going to understand what it means to be a church on mission. So let's think just a little bit about our commitment to the mission, and maybe let that bleed over a little bit into our commitment to missions, because I don't think that there's many things that God has really increased our passion for in recent months and even in the past couple of years than the idea that we're to be a reaching body. It's easy for us, especially when we've gone through some pretty tough times, but when things go well and when we see a lot of wonderful things happening, it's easy to get content and say, well, this feels good. You can draw inward almost. And so we've been praying that God would make us more outwardly focused, and He's done that. And he's brought some people to us. He's brought some ideas. He's brought some opportunities to us. And so we're going to concentrate just briefly here and pray in just a moment for the mission of our church. And I think maybe at the top of our prayer list here should be our missions committee, because they have really worked diligently and sought the Lord about what we could help to do to enlarge not only our awareness but also our involvement in various aspects of missions. We hear about that regularly now, and so I want us to pray for them. We also have two upcoming missions emphases. These are things that are annual emphases that we have. We have several of these, but the ones that are coming up most closely are our state missions emphasis in September, and then our international missions emphasis in December. Now, I don't know. I've been telling people this, and I'm going to get Fairland to check up on this. Is this the year that we actually will realize a little something from the state missions offering?
We are getting it.
Okay. All right. We actually will.
We received $2,000 so far.
Okay. Wonderful. All right. So when you're praying for state missions in September, you're praying for Sun Ministries, and we always do anyway, but it's interesting that these are the kinds of things that go on throughout our state, and not just food pantries, but other ministries to pastors and so forth. So we'll talk about that when we get there. I'd like us to pray about our missions giving, and I mean our regular missions giving. Most of you know that we had to kind of cut back because of our financial needs several years ago, but God blessed us financially, and so we were able to take a little bit of missions money and some that was also given throughout the year and resume our giving to the cooperative program through our state Oklahoma Baptist. And they take some of that, send it to the North American Mission Board, also some to the International Mission Board. So it's not a percentage like we sometimes would give, but we've been able to do that. And so every month, I get copied on an email that comes from our state convention that says, here's your church's giving. And it just reminds me that we want to be involved in that. So not sure what will happen this year. We still have some financial challenges, of course, but we're going to let the Finance Committee prayerfully work for that. We're going to pray for that, because I want us to continue to be able to support missions outside of what we're doing or what we may be directly involved in. And I know you do as well. Again, there are some special outreach events coming up. I just looked on the calendar. There's a student camp out coming up later this fall. There's a fall festival that we have every year that's always a chance for us to reach out to the community. We have Giving Tree, once again. We give Thanksgiving baskets, and although those may not seem like they, we may not know in some instances, we may not have much more contact with the people who receive them, but that's okay. It's an opportunity for us to reach out and show the love of Jesus in some real practical ways. So we have that coming up. We're still praying, too, that God might call out, and I want to keep this before you, one or more career missionaries from our church, maybe a student, but maybe an adult, and maybe other ministry leaders as well. So I'm going to ask someone if you'd be willing to do this as we all pray for these needs and others that you can think of. First of all, are there some other missions-related items that you'd like to bring up before I ask somebody to pray for that? Any other things specifically? Okay. Excuse me, what?
The collegiate ministry.
Okay.
It's 4 years of college.
Okay, yes. I got a text from my mom, and I was interested in this because I know Andrew Campbell has gone to OSU, and she sent me a picture because a former pastor of hers is actually now leading the OSU Baptist Collegiate Ministries, and they had their first meeting, and it was just that they've been given another site to meet in now, which is a lot larger, and it was packed out with students. And so, yeah, the Collegiate Ministries is a very vital ministry in our college campuses, and so let's continue to pray for that. OBU, obviously, we have many contacts with them, so we'll pray for all these as well. All right, anybody else? Who will pray for us about those things? Did you have something else to mention? Okay, yes.
I have a request. We had years ago had a group that regularly went out and visited our homebound.
Yes.
I would like to see that started again because that stopped with COVID.
Yes.
That needs to come back again. I don't know how much I would have appreciated it when I was homebound myself.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's a great idea. Let's continue. Let's pray for that. Okay. We'll mention that in our prayer. Thank you. All right. Somebody pray for us on that. Okay, Brother Tim. Okay, well, we're going to move on, and we're going to kind of combine a couple of these now. And these just seem to kind of logically go together. You know, if you're a word-centered church, if you're seeking to be on mission for the Lord, then you have to have concern for the kingdom and for the nations. Now, we've already talked about these. We've already prayed for these. These overlap, as I mentioned to you. But the kingdom of God, as you know, is not the same as the kingdoms of this world. And the only time that they ever will be is when Jesus comes again. And then all of the kingdoms of the world will become the kingdoms of Christ, as we're told. But we need to pray that we would seek the kingdom and that the kingdom would come in our own midst by our sense of priorities that we have. So we need to pray tonight that we would have the wisdom of God, the wisdom of His Word, in setting proper priorities. We're going to have to do this when it comes to our finances. We're going to have to do this in terms of time and personnel, the people that are leaders. You're going to be challenged, some of you, to take on some responsibility. So it all involves us saying, if the kingdom is so valuable, if it is so rich, and everything that we do revolves around that first, then what do we need to get rid of? What do we need to perhaps adjust a little bit? And so we want to pray for that. The kingdom of God revolves around submission and obedience to the King. And we've talked a little bit about that. Since the kingdom is open to all who repent and believe, let's next turn our mind toward the nations. And so I think maybe we would start with Mexico, with the local church and their pastor, Pastor Hassan, that we have decided that we would take on as a special prayer and partnership. We are regularly through, and it's not very much, but monthly we are sending some money to help their church, and we've already heard about how some of that has been used. Before too long, you're going to actually hear from Pastor Hassan. He's going to join us here by video or by Zoom, and we're going to be able to hear a little bit about what the Lord is doing there, and so we can pray a little bit more intelligently maybe. You'll also notice our midweek prayer updates if you get those. And by the way, even if you don't come on Wednesday nights, you can pick those up outside of the office, and I encourage you to take them and pray for them, because every week we're listing different missionaries from all different areas, all the way from our state to people that are associated with our state, and North America and the foreign international field. So use those, I pray, and pick those up, and we'll continue to do those. Now, we are praying that God would lead us, continue to tell us how can we be involved in our community and beyond. Our students have led the way, Abundant Life Ministries and Brother Jonathan, in going out and reaching out to places like Cargo Ranch and other close areas. We have our partnership with the Tizimin Church, but we also are going to have other opportunities coming up, I think, to help reach out and pray for and give towards these missions. So are there specific kingdom ministries or mission nations that we're seeking to reach out to that you'd like for us to pray for tonight that I haven't mentioned or touched on? These are a little more general, maybe.
I'll give an update.
Yes.
The Friesens came and talked about their mission work in Brazil.
Yes.
One of their recent updates asked for prayer for kind of that partnership they had with the government to allow them to go into all
right.
the villages freely. I guess the administration has changed, and so the government is relooking at that agreement, so they asked for prayer for that, that if God still has them there, that that would get approved and they'd be able to continue the work there.
Okay. Yes, we'll continue to pray for the Friesens and their floating house, right? Okay, we'll lift that up tonight. Are there others? Let me ask you, how many of you know, I mean personally know or know of, somebody that's not just in our, you know, mission request book, or maybe is not even, it may not even be a Southern Baptist missionary, but how many of you know somebody who's in another nation or another state that's doing mission work? Let me just lift up. Okay, we don't have to mention all of those tonight, but God knows who they are, and let's pray for them. All right, and I'm going to ask for the privilege of leading us in this prayer tonight. So you mention these things in your heart that God lays on your heart, but let me pray for these. Father, as we continue to lift up the needs of our world today, we think about the kingdom of God and how rich it is, how wonderful it is to have all the blessings of it. But there's also many responsibilities to that. And there is a calling that we have to be your subjects, because you are indeed the King. And so, Lord, we pray that because you have opened up your kingdom to anyone of any nation based upon their faith in Jesus. We pray that we would do what is necessary to set that as our priority too. That we would not do anything that would actually hinder or make it more difficult to people to for people to see the kingdom in us or to enter it. Jesus spoke of some of religious people who were closing the door of the kingdom by the things that they insisted on that weren't really biblical, and by their own attitudes and by their own self-centeredness, they were closing the kingdom and door in people's faces. So help us not to do that. Help us to know how we can make the greatest impact and allot our resources in the proper way so that we can be involved in as many different kingdom ministries as we possibly can. And then, Father, we pray for Brother Hassan and for his church, our brothers and sisters in Mexico. And we look forward to hearing firsthand the things that you're doing there. But we know from our team having visited and served alongside of them that they truly do want to reach their community and beyond. So bless them. Lord, they have limited resources. We have an abundance of resources, comparatively speaking. So just grant them all of the things that they need to do the work there. And God, help us to always lift them up. Bring ministry that they have been praying for among senior adults and among those who just need to be committed to the mission itself. Bring them leaders to come alongside Pastor Hassan and help. And Father, we do pray for the Friesens once again. Thank you for their ministry in Brazil, and pray that it would be a favorable response from the government, that you would open the doors for them to remain and to speak there freely as you've called them to do. And Father, for all these others that we've acknowledged tonight just by lifting our hands that we know about, we lift them up to you. God, it may be people in other states or other nations that are building churches, that are working in medical missions, that are doing student ministry, other things. God, we don't know the full range, but we pray for them tonight in our hearts and know that you know all of the needs. Father, help us to be aware and not just to say, well, we're going to pray for missions, but specifically to lift up individuals and different groups and organizations that are doing those kinds of ministries. I lift up our state missions leaders because they so often are our first contact and our first way to know about things that are happening. So throughout our state, would you help churches just to reach out like we're attempting to do and form a network of believers that will help reach out and bring the gospel to the lost. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we're going to combine the remaining three entities tonight, and these obviously are one and the same in terms of the relationship that we share, but we're going to lift up things that have to do with the lordship of Jesus with our church and with the work of His Spirit. Let me tell you what I mean by that. I pray to begin with, we would be able tonight to develop a strong sense of who Jesus really is. How many different ways of referring to Him do we find in Scripture? And how many different ways do we need Him? He is Lord of all. He's the Master. He's the King. But He's also a comforter. He's a friend. He's an intercessor. He is the one who is our provider. And many other things that we can find in Scripture. And so I want you to pray that we would all develop a stronger sense of who He is. And beginning next Sunday, we're going to talk about how important that is because we are in Christ and He is in us. And I'll share more about that as we go. And then I pray we'd also learn about who we are as the church. Everything related to Him speaks of who we are. We're the body of Christ. We are the household of God, Scripture says. We're the temple of God. We're the pillar and buttress of the truth, and so forth. There's a lot of different images that the Bible uses. And so we need to not slack off on any of those and remember what all of those mean to us. And then, of course, we need to pray that the Spirit would produce in and through us the things that we've read about in the book of Acts. He's not only producing His fruit in us, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, and all the rest. But he's also producing conviction of sin. He's granting to us the power for our witness. Maybe more than anything else, and this is a thing that I heard this morning in our share time, that people are hungering for holiness. They want to be godly. Some of our men have spoken to me personally and said, I want to be a more godly man. And that's one of the reasons I'm starting a study Wednesday on godliness, returning to that biblical idea. The Holy Spirit is the one who keeps us unified, and so on. So just that's kind of a huge combination of things to pray for. But I wonder if there might be someone who would just pray for the Lord's filling by His Spirit so that we might be a church who is truly a temple of the living God. Would there be someone who would take on that prayer responsibility tonight? Now I've just made you afraid to pray, haven't I? All right. Well, let's just bow together for prayer together. And let's just pray silently to the Lord tonight for these things. And let me lead us as we do that. You just pray that the Lordship of Jesus would constantly be reaffirmed in our lives this week, the rest of this year, in the decisions that we make as a church, in our budgeting and in our planning, in our committee work, all the things that we do. Would you pray that the whole overarching desire would be that Jesus be shown as the Lord that He is? Would you pray that? Would you pray that we would have a greater sense of identity of who the church, who we as the church actually are? We're so tempted to think of the church as something that's for us, and we do get great blessings from it. We come, we're encouraged, we hear the word, we have friendships, we're equipped, but really the church exists for Jesus first and then for the world, right? So let's pray that we would, all these descriptions of the church, that we'd come to realize that and we would live that way every day that we come. Then would you just ask the Holy Spirit to fill us afresh, fill this place, but also fill our lives, which means that we'll have to perhaps sweep out some of the things that we've allowed to grow there in our hearts so that He can come in and fill us. We'll not get any more of the Holy Spirit than we already have, but He can fill us more. And He can fill our church and its ministries and our worship and our outreach, everything that we do. So would you pray that we would have the wisdom to let Him fill us as He desires to? And then finally tonight, would you just, whatever it is that is most on your heart for your own life, for your family, and I'm talking about in your relationship, your walk with the Lord, your service to Him, and then maybe the one thing that just you want to see succeed in this church body, or you want to see grow and expand, I want you just to lift up those needs just in your own heart right now. And pray that God would bring those things about according to His will. And as you're remaining in that spirit of prayer, I'm going to ask Aaron and our instrumentalists to come. In just a moment, we're going to sing a prayer. I'll be at the front to greet you if you have a public commitment to make. We're going to sing I Need Thee every hour. And then after that, we'll sing what has become really our theme dismissal song as we go. But boy, don't ever think that, again, that's just kind of a cliche. It's not. It expresses all the things we've been talking about. The Spirit of God teaching us and us taking that with us as we go out to share with the world. So we'll just remain in a few moments of prayer here, and then we'll sing together, I Need Thee Every Hour, and then we'll be dismissed. Thank you for your prayerfulness tonight.